V'hatorah niknis ba'arba'im u'shmona devarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sydney Deitch from Merrick, New York, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Ahavas Abrios, loving Hashem's creations. As Bnei Israel are approaching Har Sinai and preparing for Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Yates, Pasuk Beis tells us, Vayisu mirfidim, vayavo'u midbar Sinai, vayachanu bamidbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'har. And they traveled from Mirfidim, and they came to Sinai, and they camped in the desert, and Israel camped opposite the mountain. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh has a beautiful explanation for this Pasuk. He explains how each part of this Pasuk is teaching us about a different preparation that Bnei Israel had to go through in order to be ready for Kabbalah Satorah. He expands upon Rashi's famous comment on the usage of the singular word vayichan, and he camped, meaning that Bnei Israel were unified as one, ke'ish echad b'lev echad, and explains that in fact this was a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. Bnei Israel could only approach Har Sinai and receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a unified group. Only then, as the Orach Chaim explains, were they re'uyim l'kabbalas haTorah, fitting for receiving the Torah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Tichos Musar expands upon the explanation of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. He explains, Ki haTorah lo li'yichidim nisna, ela l'klal kulo nisna. The Torah wasn't given to individuals, rather it was given to the community as a whole. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph gives multiple explanations for the pasuk following pasuk from Mishlei. Sheker Achin, Vehevel HaYofi, Isha Yiras Hashem, Hi Tisala. Grace is false and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears Hashem is praiseworthy. One of the explanations given for this pasuk in the Gemara is that the first two phrases, which describe beauty as meaningless, refer to the generations of Moshe and Aaron and Chizkiah, both of which were known for their great Torah scholars. However, the final phrase of praise refers to the generation of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli, whose students are described as being so poor that six of them had to share one talis, and yet they spent their days engaged in learning Torah. While the simplest understanding of this Gemara is that the praiseworthiness of that generation was that they studied Torah despite their poverty, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains that it is in fact deeper than that. He explains that b'derech hateva, in the natural way of doing things, one talis would not be enough to cover six people, because each one would be concerned about making sure that he himself was covered by the talis. However, in the generation of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli, every person was concerned about the other and making sure they were covered, and only in this way was it possible for one talis to cover six people. Only when people are focused on others, as opposed to themselves, can Torah be learned in its most optimal way. When we love one another and are focused on the spiritual success of one another, as opposed to focusing on ourselves, that is when Torah can truly flourish and we can truly acquire Torah as a community. In order to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael had to come to Har Sinai as one united people, joined by love of one another. And similarly today, in order to acquire Torah, we need to join together as a people, brought together through love. Thank you for learning together.